We're in Siman Tav Samach Ches. We are up to Siv Dalin, and that's what we'll be doing. HaHolech B'Makom Shosin L'Makom Sheinosin. We already learned that Erev Pesach after Chatzos, there's an Isser Malacha Mi'ikar Adin. Erev Pesach before Chatzos, that is totally in Minag HaMakom. So now the Mechaber says, HaHolech B'Makom Shosin L'Makom Sheinosin, someone who comes from a Makom, where they do Malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. And he's now in a place where they do not do Lo Yase BeYishuv Mipnei HaMachlokis. He's not allowed to do it within the Yishuv. He's not allowed to do Malacha within the place because of Machlokis. Aval Osu BaMidbar, whereas Michutz LaTchum, he is allowed to do Malacha. This is talking about a case of someone who is just visiting a city that does not do Malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. He is a native of a city that does Malacha before Chatzos. So the Halacha there is that B'toch HaYishuv, he is not allowed to do Malacha. Now the rule generally is that anything where your Minag differs from the people, from the place that you are, you do like the place that you are in Befer Hesia, but B'tzina, you do like your own Minag, if you're visiting. Now, with regard to Malacha, Malacha is considered parhesia. It seems like the Yisod, the way the Poskim understand it, is that tzina and parhesia does not mean whether someone sees you or someone does not see you. Tzina and parhesia means, am I doing something that is obviously a breach of their minhag, or could I be doing something, is there some other way of explaining it? Anything that there's no way of explaining other than the fact that I'm going against the local minhag is called parhesia. In the case of Malacha, there's no way that you can ever do Malacha B'tzina. All Malacha is called Befer Hesia, because it's obvious that if you're doing Malacha, you're doing Malacha, and you're going against the Minag HaMakom of not doing Malacha. The Halacha is that even B'tzina, it's going to be Aser, so long as you're within the Yishuv. Once you leave the Tchum of the city, it's going to be Mutas. So you're allowed to walk out of the Tchum of the city in order to do Malacha, because you're not really a member of the city, and the city you come from does Malach on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. V'aholach mimakom she'enos l'makom she'osin. You come from a city where the minag is not to do Malacha. You're in a city where the minag is to do Malacha. Lo yasa, you should not do Malacha. That means you've got to be machmir in both directions. You cannot be makel against your own minhag. At the same time, you cannot be makel against the local minhag. The afal pike, nevertheless, lo yisroya b'fneim shu batel mipnei iser. You should not make it clear that the reason you're not doing malacha is because you are being machmir. It should just look like, you know, you have nothing to do. There are plenty of people that are unemployed. So that lamaisa, you have to go lechumra in both directions. If either the place you come from or the place you happen to be visiting has a minag of not doing malach on Erev Pesach, you're not to do malach on Erev Pesach. And in the case where you come from a city where they don't do malach on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, you're in a city where they do malacha, even though you're not doing malacha, it should not be presented in the form of I am being machmir because I come from such a place. In fact, the halacha will, well, let's go a little further, because this is in a case of malacha and non-malacha. L'olam al-yishan adam ipnei ha-machlokas. A person should not change the minag because of machlokas. V'chein, and the Mishnebura adds the word kol. Mi shedato lasu l'mkomo noakan shemakomo bein lahokol bein lahachmir, v'ushalo yisrob, ipnei anshi ha-makom shubom ipnei ha-machlokas. The Mechaber means to include here all other minhagim, not only the minag of doing malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. And here the Mishnebura points out that in a case where there's a direct stira between your minhag and the minhag hamakom, even though your minhag is lahachmir, the halachi is that if it would be clear to everybody that you're being machmir because of your minhag that's going against the din of al yishan onim in a minhag mipnei hamachlokas, you would be forced to follow their minhag and go against your own, which means you're going to end up even being meikel. So this is the rule of minhag, that if you don't leave a city for good, you're only leaving it temporarily, then you have to keep all of the minhagim of the city you came from. If you're visiting in a city, you have to keep their minhagim so long as you're within the city, but not michutz l'tchum. Even within the city, you're allowed to do anything that there's some other way of explaining, so it's not called parhesia. In the case of malacha, to do malacha, there's no way of explaining that other than to say you're not keeping their minhag. To not do malacha where that is their minhag, that is something that can be explainable otherwise, and therefore it would not be called Malacha Bafrahesya. With regard to Minhage Makomis, the Bir Halacha discusses the idea of cities that are made up of people coming from different places, or a city that once had a minhag in its charev. So in all of these cases, you have a new minhag of the people that are there. Whereas if you have a city that has an established minhag, the halacha is that one is not allowed to go ahead and change that. Even if a new group of people comes into the city, they become tuffel to the people of the city that are already there, and you're not allowed to go against the minhag of the makam.